Blog Talk Radio.
It could be in the morning, before the sun even starts to shine. Before I open my eyes, you're on my mind. Even if it gets too stormy in here, and the winds, they start to blow, I can rest assured and know you'll never let me go. You're just when I need you, not a second late, you're right, right on time to make a way and save the day. You're like a superhero, that's why I never fear. You're there.
Bye-bye. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, I'm on Instagram. Check me out, Saturdays with Joy Keys. But before we get the show started, I want to tell you about something that's happening for Black History Month. In the past, you've celebrated Black history, and you've been inspired by it. Now it's time to help make it happen with AT&T 28 Days and the Making History Happen Challenge. Go to AT&T.com/28days to check it out and join the movement. They've got three teams of people who want to leave their own footprint on history. And throughout February, those three teams will compete in a series of challenges to make a difference in the community. But one of the exciting things about this challenge is anyone can get involved. If you visit the website, you'll see that there are fan challenges for each week of February. Even if you don't live in the cities where these teams are making a difference, you can easily participate and show your support on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So join the movement. Get involved in the AT&T 28 Days Making History Happen Challenge at AT&T.com/28days. Well, thank you again for tuning in. You just heard Matisse Crawford from her new album, Matisse Crawford, singing There. And this morning she will be on the show with a wonderful doctor who's been on here before, Dr. Ronnie Whitfield. They're going to be talking about the Most Powerful Voices Gospel Singing Competition, which is sponsored by the American Heart and Stroke Association. And they're going to be talking about stroke prevention and bringing awareness to strokes. Dr. Whitfield is on the line. Good morning, Dr. Whitfield.
Joy, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that stuff. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I've been missing you.
Yeah, Happy New Year, the whole nine. I hope you're safe. Tootie Booty's doing well. You're rapping and singing about all kinds of health prevention things down in New Orleans.
Trying to stay busy.
I think this is Leticia. Let me see.
Yes.
Good morning. Hi.
How are you?
We're both good.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Leticia, out of your busy schedule to come on today to raise awareness about strokes. It is a very important issue. Dr. Whitfield, how many people are suffering in the United States from strokes?
Too many. We over 800,000 people. And, either have had a stroke or a recurrent stroke. And something has to be done. And that's why it's an honor to be on with you again, Joy. And, of course, partnering with Leticia to bring information not only just about stroke but about a contest that will inspire and hopefully help us to save lives. So we've been working together, Leticia, on this little campaign for a minute, and she's a wonderful person and just a great person to help us get this message out. So we got to stop this thing, Joy. We got to stop it.
So, Leticia, you have a little history. You won a little gospel competition that was on TV. You want to tell the audience about that?
Yeah, I didn't win. I did not win the show.
Oh, you
at
didn't
all,
win.
I've been winning ever since. Yeah, I lost.
I was
that
about
show
to
completely.
Say. I thought she was a winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. No.
We voted for her. She should have won.
That's what I. Yeah. I promise you, I feel like I've won every day. I have a great husband from that show who I met on the show. I have a son from that show. I have a contract from that show. So many great things have happened from that show, including this, that I get to be a judge for a great cause. You know, like the Most Powerful Voices competition. It's so just a wonderful feeling.
Well, I think you're a winner anyway. So tell us a little bit more about the singing competition. How can people get in? Where can they call? What website should they go to?
Well, the competition is an online contest that's part of the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association's Power to End Stroke Cause campaign. It educates people about strokes and prevention. Independent gospel artists over 18, whether you're a singer, choir, group, or holy hip-hop artist, and voters can register and audition at mostpowerfulvoices.org, and they'll receive monthly information about stroke awareness and prevention, and the winner will win some amazing prizes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Dr. Whitfield, what are the signs of a stroke? I mean, how can we tell somebody's having a stroke?
Yeah, that's important, Joy. Yeah, I call it Dr. Ronnie's 3 R's, recognizing the signs, responding rapidly, but more importantly, reducing the risk. But we'll go into those signs. When you talk about a stroke, there's 4 things that you need to remember. The mnemonic FAST, F-A-S-T, facial weakness, arm weakness, speech difficulties, time to call 911. Again, F-A-S-T, F for the face weakness, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulties, T for time to call 911. If someone experiences or changes their behavior immediately, you're at the kitchen table having dinner and you see your grandmother's face looking droopy, or she's slurring her speech, you know, she's complaining of her arm being weak or one side of her body being weak, can't talk to you, don't tell her to go lay down. Don't give her an aspirin. Call 911 right away. We have a limited window of time, Joy, that we can get that person to the hospital to administering clot-busting medications or medical devices to reverse that clot in the brain and save their lives and reduce the chances of them having disabilities from the stroke. You know, we talk about stroke being the 4th leading cause of death in our country, but it's the leading cause of disability. And it's also the families that have to deal with someone after they have a stroke. And that's where, you know, Latisse got her experience. You know, her grandmother, she can tell you more about that, suffered from some strokes.
Yeah.
Latisse, tell me about that. How did you get involved with this campaign? Why is it so important to you?
Well, my grandmother, she suffered from several strokes. She had about 7 of them and eventually was, you know, paralyzed in a wheelchair and, you know, eventually passed away from, you know, just those causes. But my whole family, you know, they're at a higher risk. You know, there's diabetes, and they're about 90% of my dad's family has diabetes, including my father. And those are some of the things that put you at a higher risk. You know, high blood pressure, which is on my mom's side of the family, heart problems. So, you know, because I'm at a higher risk, I have a 3-year-old son. I'm thinking about his future, his health. You know, I wanted to definitely make sure that I'm able to educate people about it so that they can, you know, try to prevent it.
Wow, 7 strokes, and she—I mean, okay. Were you there when she had the strokes? Were any of the signs that Dr. Whitfield mentioned happening to her?
Oh yeah, I was there when she had one of them. The other ones I saw later on when I was in when she was in the hospital. But the one that put her in the wheelchair, I was there that morning. She was in bed, and you know, we had went into the room and everything, kind of, you know, saw that something was wrong with her. She wasn't really talking right. She wasn't really responsive. She was there, you know, but not there.
Mm-hmm.
So they rushed her on to the hospital, found out that she had a stroke. I mean, my grandmother has had so many heart problems. She had a, you know, open heart surgery, triple bypass surgery. She's had so many heart problems. So, like I said, those put you at a higher risk, you know, for stroke. You know, so like I said, the last one, you know, ultimately left her in a wheelchair. She couldn't really speak. You know, her speech was messed up for the remainder of the 12 years of life that she had. So it was just very difficult. It's hard seeing somebody that you love go through something. You know, it is not just the stroke, but it's the after effect of the stroke. You know,
Latisse said, 12 years after these strokes, I mean, her grandmother's still living, but not living a quality life that anybody wants to live, you know, in a wheelchair, probably couldn't eat well, not able to communicate, and the health care costs associated with taking care of someone after stroke is tremendous, and some families, as you know, don't have access to health care. So this is a big issue. You eliminate stroke, obesity, hypertension, and diabetes from our country, and we don't even have a health care issue. You would probably never even heard about Obama's Care Act. So that's some serious things that can, you know, and all those things can happen together. She's talked about congestive heart failure and stroke and heart attack. You can have all 3 of those things at the same time. They can all happen to an individual over the course of a period of time. So very important that we reduce these risk factors.
Now, what are the risk factors for having a stroke? You mentioned diabetes. Is that one of the risk factors?
Oh,
high blood pressure. Tell us a little bit more about
the risk factors. Right. If you have diabetes, your chance of having a stroke is twice as likely as those who do not have it. Hypertension, African Americans particularly, we have the highest rates of high blood pressure in the world. And that's the major risk factor for heart attacks and strokes. So, again, hypertension, diabetes, that high cholesterol. You know, down in the South, you know, they call it the Dirty South. It used to be called a Bible Belt joy, but now we call it the heart
right.
disease Delta, HIV Delta. You know, and you know, yesterday was National HIV AIDS Awareness Day, so there's a reason for everybody
yes.
to wear red yesterday. You could go red for women yesterday, or you could talk about HIV and AIDS, or you could do both. But hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, and if you've had a previous heart attack or stroke before, that also increases your risk. So so many things, but not to sound so negative, but there's a lot of positive. 80% of heart attacks and strokes are largely preventable or treatable if you do those things to reduce your risk.
So in terms of eating, what should we be eating? Latisse, do you have a special diet because you know that it's in your family? Do you exercise every day? What are you, things are you doing in your life, Latisse, to try to save off, you know, having a stroke?
I've actually been, you know, this is the last conversation we had. I said, man, I'm bad. I have actually been doing a lot more things. But number one, I'm a cook, so I cook at home a lot more. My son really doesn't even really like out food. He likes a lot of home food. I've been, you know, even trying to put together a little recipe book for, you know, busy parents, not just busy moms, because you have those busy dads out there too.
Right.
And, you know, just busy parents in general, where you can make, you know, nutritious meals for your kids. My son just happens to like a lot of fruit rather than junk food, you know, so he'll pick strawberries
good,
and
good.
Bananas over cake, you know, which is a good thing, but we instilled that in him as he was younger to be better, because I wasn't the healthiest, my husband wasn't the healthiest, but I've cut out soda, I've been doing at least, you know, trying to walk at least 20 minutes a day. You know, I stay very active and very busy because of what I do for a living. But, you know, I've been trying to find exercises that I can do while I'm on the road, while I'm in the airport, walking, you know, doing my squats while I'm walking. You know, it's crazy. But at least, I live a lot longer. So
that's
it's,
right.
it's worth it. It's worth
yes.
it.
Well, I have to say, Dr. Whitfield, he exercises. Like, you know, he's a doctor. You see some doctors, and you're like, do they take care of themselves? He posts his videos
he does. I see
of him exercising. Crazy man, running up and down stadium steps, pulling weights across the gym floor, hopping over chair benches, all kinds of crazy stuff. So he walks the walk. He's not just on the show today telling you or pointing a finger at you and saying, you know, this is what you need to do, this is how you have to do it. He's actually trying to do it and be a good example in the community. Now, Dr. Whitfield, you also work with kids in the community. Talk to us
right.
a little bit about that. How are they receiving this message about stroke prevention? I mean, do they get it, or are they just kind of like, oh, that happens to old people? Young people can have a stroke too, yes?
Yeah, you can have a stroke in utero before you've been born. It can happen in the mother's womb. So, you know, the kids receive it well. Enjoy. A lot of people say, well, Doc, why are you on Instagram? Why are you on Twitter? That's for younger people. Well, that's the population that I'm trying to target. Obese kids make obese adults, you know,
right.
so we can start talking about prevention early and ingrain these messages in their head. And so, I'm, you know, there are guys that are younger than me, Joy, they can, and I'm not bragging, but they can't handle me in the gym. I mean, I go to the gym regularly, I enjoy it, but I also know the benefits of exercising. And unfortunately, even some of those people who exercise potentially can still have a heart attack or stroke, but their chances of survival are greater. So it's so important to me. So when I'm talking to young kids, I don't necessarily come at them with the stroke message. I just come at them about living a long and healthy life. And some of the points that Latisse made were perfect, because I deal with a lot of artists, a lot of hip-hop artists. And it's like, how can you be productive in your trade if you're having heart attacks and strokes, if you're drinking too much, if you're not resting? And so to find ways to have healthy meals on the road, to find a way to do some exercise, to stretch, to meditate, to pray. You've got to make time for these things. Your mental and spiritual health, it's all important. They all go together. And so you've got to just stress to them. And only way that I think I can actively do that and impress upon them how important it is to show them. And so Instagram has been a key way for me, because people, if I don't tweet my workouts, they're like, say, bro, you didn't work out today?
Right.
It's like, man, I just didn't have time. So they hold me accountable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I want to play some of Latisse's music.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Latisse.
No, I was just saying it's definitely important. I mean, especially in, you know, the kind of business that I do, you know, we're always on the road. We're always going. We're always moving. You know, for me, I try to keep little things in my bag that I can eat instead of me going to a McDonald's or, you know, Wendy's or whatever like that. But it's also important, you know, to not really worry about staying relevant, but staying healthy. You know, sometimes I just have to say no to certain things because it's like, no, I've been gone for 4 days. I need to go home and get myself back together and rest. So that is very important, too, to definitely take care of your health so you can stay, you know, in the business that you do.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I want to play some of your music. This is Break Loose from your new album.
Been trying to drive you crazy. Took your home, your job, and baby. You're worrying and living in fear. Knocked you down, but you can't stay there. I know you said you can't.
anybody is sitting down after that, something is wrong with you. I'm not, my leg is like jamming to the music. Like I'm sitting down, but I'm like, I want to jump up. You know what I mean? I want to break loose, you know? So, wow, so blessed. Now, where did you get this gift from? Did you always sing? Did you think that you were going to be something else when you grew up? Where did this come from, Latif?
My mom's whole family sings, and a few of my dad's family, they sing. Music has been something that's been in my family, you know, from before I was born. My grandmother was an opera singer, so, you know, it's been around.
Wow.
I never thought I'd be singing for a living. I didn't want to do it. I never thought about doing it. It kind of just walked up to me and said, hey, I'm your new career. This is what you're going
to
do. And the rest just followed.
Me like that.
It just kind of followed. I didn't really, you know, I when I say I didn't have a choice, people go, why not? And I say, you know, I ran from this thing so long, you know, and tried to go the other way, and it just continued to chase me no matter how far away I went from it. It was like, this is for you, and you're going to keep on suffering until you just go and do it. And since I've answered the call, I'm not going to say things have not been difficult, but, and I'm not going to say that I've enjoyed the journey the whole way, but I understand the journey, and I understand what needed to happen for me to, you know, get where I am now. So I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we have gifts that we just, you can't ignore them. You know, like Dr. Whitfield, you have a gift with the kids. I mean, they're willing to listen to you. You have, you know, you're getting them where they are with the Instagram, the social media. I mean, I think that's a gift, too. Everybody cannot connect with kids.
Right.
And don't let him run away. He's a little musician. Dr. Whitfield is a musician. He's up here
look,
talking
don't
about
to give him the,
me.
Joy, I won't let you give him on the next album, but, you know, we're still working out the finances right now.
Come on, Dad, let me know what's going on. Sing my little me.
We're working on the finances right now. That's all. No, I just
Dr. Whitfield,
life.
You get Tootie Booty to call her. It'll change her mind.
It'll change her mind.
All
right, we
boys,
can do that.
Yeah, the sweet voice, the happy face. She can't resist that.
Yeah.
Wow. So
we should
you
do
guys
a workout
some...
DVD, Dr. Whitfield. We should do
oh
a workout
my God.
DVD. I'll
look
at
there.
You
look,
do
it's coming.
It.
I mean,
workout. We make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. I've been blessed so much this last year that I tell you, just to work with art. And I told you before the show that she was an awesome person. We have never met, but you can feel the spirit of somebody when they talk. And Joy Latif is just real. You like real people. She's just what she is, and I mean that's a great thing, especially when you're trying to reach people. And I know that if we ever got in large crowds in front of large people, that they would feel her sincerity, and that helps change lives. They'll listen to the doctor sometime, but it always helped. To have someone of her status that appreciates where she is, it's not, you know, like cocky about it, conceited about it, just like, I'm blessed to be here, and if I can help you, I will, and that's what we need more. We're talking about saving lives and reducing this risk of heart disease and stroke.
Definitely. Well, let's talk again about FAST. FAST is dealing with the face. If you notice changes in the person's face, weakness in their arms. You also mentioned slurred speech, and time is of the essence. Now, talk to us about this issue of time, because how much time do you have to get the medicine that will help them? 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour?
They say 3 hours. And they've done some studies, particularly in African-American communities. We tend to delay, and we don't call 911 right away. So what that means, Joy, you can walk in the emergency room, literally walk in the emergency room having a stroke. So when you get to that front desk and they check you in, if you walk in, then the triage nurse is thinking, well, blood pressure is mildly elevated, you know, this person's talking to me, just have a seat. But you could be having a severe headache of no known cause, and they won't get to you right away.
Mm-hmm.
If you call 911, they're going to pick you up. They're going to start administering, you know, IVs and fluids in the ambulance and call into the ER to say, hey, we got somebody we think's having a stroke. And they can direct those guys. First of all, you're going to get there faster in that three-hour window if you catch it right away. And then they can administer medicines by the time you get there after they do certain scans and blood work. So that's why it's just important. Don't delay. I'd rather people call 911 than to sit at home and wait and think they're going to take an aspirin or Tylenol and the headache's going to go away. They've got to call 911 when they have these things. I prefer the false alarms. Not the crying wolf every 5 minutes, but the false alarm. Well, we thought he was having a stroke, but he wasn't. And then there's that thing called the TIA, or the mini strokes, which can happen too. And those are still considered medical emergencies, and medicines can be administered to help prevent you from having a stroke later on. So you got to call 911. Got 3 hours to get there.
Now, Latif, did the doctors talk to you about your risk? Is it 50%, 70%? How do you, I guess, did they talk to you about that? So are you walking around nervous, scared, or what do you, you know, what are you doing? And other than you said you're walking, you're trying to eat better. But what's the challenge when you have a family member, Dr. Whitfield? I'm sorry, I'm switching back and forth between you. What's the risk? Is it higher, lower?
Latisse's risk is increased, but just because you have the risk of having a heart attack or stroke doesn't mean it's inevitable that you're going to have one. And she's already addressing
okay.
that. You know, she's trying to walk, she's trying to eat better, she's praying. So I mean, she's doing the key things that can help you reduce it. But again, I don't want anybody to take me the wrong way and say that if you do all those things, you won't have a stroke.
Right.
The chances of having a stroke are still there, but you reduce your risk significantly. And again, if you have a stroke and you're in great physical condition, your chances of survival are better.
Now, according to the CDC, it says about 185,000 strokes, nearly one of four are in people who have had previous strokes.
Exactly.
And also we talked about the cost of having a stroke and the after effects. According to the CDC, it says the cost in the United States estimates $38.6 billion each
right.
year
right.
for medication, missed days of work, and just the cost of health care itself. So really using FAST is a great thing to have in your mind, but also starting before FAST, just eating right, not smoking, exercising, also going to your primary care visits. Dr. Whitfield, a lot of people don't get their yearly checkups.
No, they don't, and I have that problem with men, but we also have the problem with women, and that kind of speaks to the whole Go Red for Women campaign. Women are too busy, like Latisse, nurturing their families, taking care of their children. And many of them don't have her schedule. You know, she's doing that, plus she's traveling and singing. So when you have a child, and many of my, you know, my single parents have this issue, do I pay attention to this chest pain that kind of went away after it took some Tums, or do I just go ahead and get dinner cooked and make sure the homework's done and the beds are made and the clothes are clean, and then I got to get up and go to work the next morning? And so what I have to try to impress upon men and women is that your life is more important than anything, and if you want to take care of your family, you have to address your health care. So, you know, health is your greatest wealth. That is your greatest possession. I don't care what you do. Latisse's voice is beautiful, but if she doesn't have her health, who's going to hear
right.
it? You
That's
know?
Right.
So who's
exactly,
hear it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's very true. Latisse, I mean, there's a lot of times where I'm, you know, in pain or something's hurting and I'm just ignoring it. Like you said, you know, trying to take care of the family. The baby needs something. Okay, I got to go do this. I got to go do that. So it is very true. We do have to take that time and really stop and worry about ourselves as well.
Exactly.
Latisse, who would you like to sing with? Who are you interested in collaborating with in the future?
Other than me? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yes, other than you and the exercise video. Don't forget about that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. My husband is actually a singer. Like I said, I met him on Sunday Best. He was a contestant. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to possibly doing something with him. I'm a big fan, and Donna Lawrence is my mentor, so I would love, you know,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, do something with him. Kimberell. I have weird, I don't want to say weird, but, you know, my taste in music is a little different, too. I'm a huge Cher fan. I'm a huge Chicoria fan. I'm a huge I'm a huge fan of.
I learned something today. Right.
Yeah, I love the voices that are different. I'm Judy Garland. I mean, I will just burst into tears if that woman was alive and I went to a concert. I like the uniqueness in their voices because it's you know, it's kind of like mine. You know, it doesn't sound like mine,
yeah.
but I have a very different kind of voice, and I'm surprised every day when someone's like, "Oh, your voice is so nice," and I'm like, "Really, me? I hate." The sound of my talking, you know, because it sounds so muffled and so heavy. But
really,
yeah,
wow.
yeah. I used
okay.
to have an extremely high voice, and like I said, me running, trying to do my own thing. Lost my voice, and God restored it to this. So it's not what it was, but you know, it's restored to this where when I speak, I'm not getting hoarse, and you know, because that used to happen. But I'm just like I said, I'm surprised every day when someone's like, "Oh, your voice is so wonderful." You know, I specifically told God when if He restored me, I wanted an anointing, not just a nice voice, and that's what He did. He gave me the weirdest sounding voice ever, but He put something on it, and people are receiving it. So you know, I'm excited. If Cher wants to do some gospel, you know, come on over, let us see. Come on over, you know,
let us. Let us see
yeah,
on the show. She's very nice. So, you know, look, you stated it. It's out in the universe.
Yeah.
So that's the first step in trying to get closer to your dream. Again, Latisse, tell them about the competition, the Most Powerful Voices competition.
Again, it is an online competition that you can register if you're 18 and over, gospel artist of any kind, gospel hip-hop, gospel choirs, gospel groups, whatever you are, you can register on mostpowerfulvoices.org. But I want to talk to the voters, too. Make sure you register because you can also be entered to win some wonderful prizes. I mean, what competition lets the voters win prizes?
Exactly.
You got to sign up for this competition. But the most important part is everybody will be a winner, even if you don't get the prizes, because you get to get information about stroke awareness and prevention. So that's the best prize of all. But you, singers have until March 2nd to enter, and voters can vote until April 28th.
Wow. Well, I want to get a prize, but I want to tell the audience I'm going to be giving away a free copy iTunes download of Latisse Crawford's album.
Ooh.
So
yeah.
You need to follow me. Yes, at Joy Keys on Twitter, or become a fan on Facebook, or tag me in a photo on Instagram, and you might be a winner of the iTunes download. Also, Latisse and Dr. Whitfield are on Twitter, Latisse Crawford underscore Spain. For Latisse
Instagram.
Crawford, and Dr. Whitfield is the Hip Hop Doc, T-H-A, Hip Hop Doc, on Twitter. And Dr. Whitfield also has a Facebook page, and so does Latisse. Latisse, you have a Facebook page?
I do. It's Latisse Crawford, Spain. You can go on Google. Just Google my name, Latisse, no
okay.
R, L-A-T-I-C-E, Crawford, and you'll find all of my pages there.
Yep.
Wonderful, wonderful.
There.
And soon you will see an exercise video with Latisse Crawford
yeah.
and Dr. Ronnie Whitfield.
We're going to show out, man. We're going to show
coming
out.
Soon.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for coming on today, and much success
you,
with
Joy.
This campaign and the competition, the Most Powerful Voices. You guys keep the good work up.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys. Thanks,
all right.
Latisse. Working
thank
on
you.
The lyrics. I'm ready.
Yes, come on.
Bye.
All right, peace, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Just got off the phone with Dr. Ronnie G. Whitfield and gospel singer Latisse Crawford. You want to check them out on Twitter. Dr. Whitfield is the Hip Hop Doc on Twitter, and Latisse Crawford is Latisse Crawford underscore Spain on Twitter. Also, I'm going to give away a copy of her album on the iTunes download, so follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Or hit me up on Instagram, and you might be a winner. Thank you so much for tuning in. Past 860,000 downloads. Could not have done that without you. Really appreciate your support. The next show is on Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, speaking with the sexy chocolate Harold House Moore from VH1 Single Lady. So that's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern. You can call in 646-929-0368. Have a wonderful Saturday.
When it rains, it pours, you know. Those trials, they flood you so. And you feel you're losing hope. But hold your head up and believe the Lord will perfect those things that concern you, you will see.
You will always have to fight.
Fight the good fight.